Young Audience Award in partnership with Fred Film Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandra Van Nook and I'm the director of Girl in Flight. Girl in Flight is the story of an 11-year-old who runs away from home because she's convinced that her mother does not love her. In reality, her mother suffers from depression. Once she runs away from home, she ends up living an adventure with a Roma girl inside a gypsy camp. The story, at least in part, is based on personal experience. In fact, I grew up with a mother who suffered from depression, and I even ran away from home. With the difference that I was immediately caught the moment I got off the train at my destination by my aunt and uncle. In this film, I wanted to show the pain of what it's like to go through such an illness from a young girl's point of view. But I also wanted to show how it is possible to overcome it. The part of the story that is not based on real experience is the part with the Roma girl. My co-writer and I spent many weeks inside Gypsy Camp while we were writing the script, doing research and meeting Roma people and getting to know them. And when it came time to film, I insisted to shoot in a real gypsy camp, and that's where we found our Roma girl, Emina, doing the casting inside the camp. And the filming went very well. In fact, our film crew became very affectionate to the Roma people, and the Roma people helped us and were also part of the film crew. And when it came time to say goodbye, we were all in tears. For me, in this film, it was the first time that I was working with young actors, and I really loved it because they're so fresh and truthful. The whole process of working with them was great. I found my young protagonist in Florence. She stood out amongst many, many girls immediately, and she was very committed to the material. She has been doing theater since she was 4 years old, and I really think that she did an amazing job. The other girl, like I said before, we found her in the camp. And even though she had no previous acting experience, I also think that she did an incredible job. And from the moment I saw her, I knew that she could play my character. There's actually kind of a funny story when they first met. It was 2 days before filming. I had taken them out for lunch. And right after lunch, both of them came up to me separately and expressed total doubts about the other one. They said, "How long do we have to film together?" One of them said, "She talks way too much." And the other one said, "She did not say a word." So I thought, oh, great, this film is going to be a total failure. And then 2 days into the filming, it was like our second day of filming, and we were shooting a scene inside a camper that you will see when you watch the film. It was a restricted area, very hot with lighting. And I was not quite yet happy about their performances. So I said, "Girl, I need one more take." And they both look at each other at the same time and roll their eyes in a moment of some sort of rebellion. And then finally, they look at each other again and said, "All right, let's do it. Otherwise, she's going to keep us here all day." And so even though it was this kind of situation where it was a little bit me against them, I was very happy because I knew that they had bonded and they became friends. And then from then on, they went on and had a lot of fun filming together. And we all did. The way I learned to shoot films is in film school. The way they did it is they would give you film equipment and tell you, go out in the street and shoot a short film. And in my opinion, that is the best way to learn, just doing it with experience. I really love films that have a feeling of real life. So I try to do this with this film. I hope that you enjoy the film, and I am really happy to share it with you.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.